Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex, got Adam on the phone. Hey, Adam.
Hey, dude.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So we're going to try to help you out. We understand you've been ghosted by Maggie. Sucks. But
yeah.
Well, give us a little backstory. Like, how'd you guys meet and what happened on the date and all that?
Yeah, so I actually matched with Maggie on Hinge a little over a month ago. And, you know, at first I didn't expect it to go anywhere, just like every other date profile date. But, yeah, then we started talking and, like, when we started talking, we really started talking, you know, every day. We were checking in the morning. We had late night phone calls.
Damn. Like,
yeah, it was the real deal. And it took us a while to meet in person because our schedules were insane. So, you know, she went to Denver for a girls trip. I had to fly out to work in Indianapolis. But the whole time we're just keeping in touch and texting and talking. So by the time we finally actually met up for dinner in the Domain, I felt like I already knew her.
Oh, okay.
That's nice. That's a nice feeling.
How did it go when you finally, like, met her? You said you felt like you knew her, but was it good?
Yeah. Well, honestly, I thought in person the connection was even better.
Oh,
you know, she was just as easy to talk to, if not easier to talk to. We laughed a ton. I never thought there was a weird pause. I even remember thinking at one point, like, this could actually be something. So when she ghosted after that, I was genuinely confused. And you know, I've been on like enough app dates to know when someone's not into me, but it really didn't feel like that. So I have no idea what happened.
A lot of app dates. I guess this makes you unappy.
Really? Really? Stupid. I mean,
I'm sorry. I'm just.
It's so dumb. I'm laughing.
I didn't get much sleep last night.
No, that's
all right.
Funny.
Well, Maggie, we were able to get a hold of, and we convinced her to come on the radio, which I know is unusual and awkward, but thank you. Again, we're not on anyone's side here. We're just trying to help Adam get some closure or maybe clear up any miscommunication. He said that you're amazing, Maggie, and he doesn't understand why you stopped calling or responding to his text. So you mind giving us your side of the story?
That's fine. Honestly, it's just really surprising to hear from you guys about this because I really thought the date was awful.
Awful?
I know that sounds really harsh, but when I left, I was just thinking to myself, did he just completely forget how to talk?
What do you mean?
So don't get me wrong, that our conversations before the date in person were absolutely incredible. He was witty and funny and super confident. And I told all my friends that I was really excited to finally meet him. And then we sat down and it was just like a completely different human being than the person I've been talking to. He barely said anything. He barely talked. I was carrying the entire conversation.
Did you feel like there was nothing to talk about?
Well, That's a kind of surprising because, no, I thought we did have things to talk about because talking was never our problem.
Okay, because sometimes you talk too much before. You know, you could talk, like, they talked a lot, it seemed like.
I don't buy that argument.
Oh, but
you've been with your wife for 20 years or whatever it is, and you guys still talk every day. There's never a lack of things to talk about.
Well, maybe they did too much before meeting in person, I think.
Was it uncomfortable?
It was only uncomfortable because he wasn't talking. It was just silent. He wasn't rude, but he was just silent. It was actually very awkward.
Uh-huh.
It was painful. It was painful. It was so awkward.
That's wild. Wow. I've heard of this before, though. Like there's people that online date better than real life date because they're better at behind. Sometimes they get shy
Exactly.
Like they're just very weird. They're more confident. It's like people that say horrible things online in the comment section. They would never do it in person because they feel more comfortable behind the keyboard.
Did you try to switch up topics or?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I did
really?
A couple of times. Yeah. And so I thought, oh, maybe that'll help him out of his shell. But which still surprised me because he was always so confident on the phone.
Uh-huh.
So I honestly felt like he was doing this thing where he was maybe he had a friend that was texting him this whole time to try to get him out of it. I don't know.
But
I have no idea. It was that weird. It was that awkward. And so it was a major bummer because it was not the person I saw. I met was not the person I didn't feel like it was the same person I've been talking to for weeks.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Adam, probably kind of hard to hear that, but, you know, at least it's the truth. So what do you think? I mean, how do you respond to that? Do you agree with what she said?
I mean, I know I'm quieter in person, but I was nervous to meet her because, you know, she was everything I thought she was before that. So I didn't want to talk over her or say something dumb, so I just kind of let her lead, you know? I thought it was a good balance. And I'm not that loud, so, like, look at me type, so I thought, you know, she'd appreciate I was actually listening.
Yeah. Well, bro, I mean, women do say that a lot. They're like, you know, I love the fact that he listened.
Yeah, bro, I'm going to tell you right now, this is just like my uncle, rest in peace. His favorite car always growing up was a Corvette.
Uh-huh.
Talked about it all the time, said he couldn't wait to get one. And then when he got one, he just never drove it. He just looked at it in the garage. Same thing with this guy. He loved her and loved talking to her. And then when he got it, he just sat and looked at it. Am I right?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't on the date, but based upon what I heard from the two of them, he was nervous, didn't want to say anything stupid. I get it. Maggie, you said everything was great up until the date. He was nervous, didn't want to say anything stupid. What do you think? Are you willing to give it another shot, another go around, and see if he warms up a little bit the second time around? Feel free to talk this time.
You're his Corvette.
Take the Corvette out for a drive, okay? Don't just
Matt
look at
to.
It. Right.
Adam needs to.
Yeah, right.
Adam, not you, Maggie. I mean, you're good.
I would definitely talk this time. I would talk more if you're willing. I would definitely
if
go
you're
for
willing.
It.
If you're willing.
Whoa.
What are you talking about? Or what are you not talking about? Maggie, let's do it again, or what?
I mean, yeah. Maybe if it was just a little bit more of a two-sided conversation.
Yeah,
both
there we
talking.
Go. Okay, good, yeah. Good. There we go.
All right.
Keep us posted. Let us know how this works out, but good luck, okay? You both seem to really like each other. It was just a weird... Yeah, prior to them meeting, they liked each other. It was just awkward when they got together, so we'll give it another shot. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to watch... I hated Breaking Bad when I first started watching
Booker.
It, okay? I couldn't get into it, and then I went back because my friends were all like, oh, this is such a good show, and then it became my favorite show of all time.
How many episodes did it take, like?
It took a few.
So it's going to take a few dates for them to warm up?
I don't know. I don't want to jump to any conclusions, but I'm saying sometimes you just have to circle back around. Try it again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.